Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us very close indeed to Ramadan. And we should understand and consider that Allah ta'ala has given us an extra day. Allah ta'ala has given us an extra day before Ramadan. And it's Allah Ta'ala's mercy, His blessings and grace that He has allowed us to reach to this point in time. And extremely full of barakah, extremely full of blessings are these moments, these hours. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's mercies, Allah's grace, all of Allah Ta'ala's blessings and mercies and everything positive we can imagine has filled this time. These seconds, these minutes, these hours, for the sake of us benefiting, so that we can benefit and take something positive away from this. Because the time to come very soon is full of rahmah. There's so many mercies of Allah, so much fadl of Allah, that there is no compensation for the loss of this time. The time of Ramadan, there is no compensation for the loss of that time. The time, that second, that minute of Ramadan, we cannot bring that back. The second or minute of Ramadan that passes, we cannot bring it back ever. And we can understand this point very simply. How important will this be? That Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2 months before, has instructed us, advised us to prepare for Ramadan. 2 months beforehand. Yes? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to recite a dua to Allah. That Allah, our Rajab, make Rajab full of barakah, make our Shaban full of barakah, and take us safely to Ramadan. Allow us to reach Ramadan. Allah bless us in Rajab and Shaban and allow us to reach Ramadan. Then we can imagine from this dua that how many mercies must be within, there must be within the month of Ramadan. Rahmah, mercy, barakah. So these are the final few, you could say, moments before Ramadan. And we have tried, all of us, to prepare for Ramadan. But there is one very good way to prepare for Ramadan in the final moments before Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this himself. And this is an action which is, you can say, without much comparison. And we need to make an intention today that we will try to implement this action as well, to prepare just before we enter to Ramadan. Because maybe tomorrow evening will be the first the day of the first of the new month, the new moon. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this final day of Shaban would recite a dua. And this dua was so valuable, so precious, that all of the noble companions radiallahu anhum were also taught to do this dua. And Rasulullah would also teach his family that everyone recite this dua. This is a great dua, great dua. And in this dua, there are three things for everybody. There are three qualities, three risks that are removed. Number one, because there are three risks, you can say, associated between us and Ramadan. How do we know, for example, number one, that we will still get to Ramadan? There's a day between us and Ramadan. Maybe I will not reach to Ramadan in this time. So to cover this risk, or to reduce this risk, or to eliminate this threat, there's a point in this dua. And the second point, even if we attain Ramadan, then how do we know that we will do good amal, good actions in Ramadan? Will we keep fast correctly? Many people don't keep the fast. Will we be able to carry out amal and the rites due to Ramadan? Will we do such ibadah? Will we recite Quran in Ramadan? And there are many other ibadat to spend the time wisely. Will we be able to fulfill the taraweeh? We don't know. So this risk will also be covered in this dua, alhamdulillah. And the third thing, that okay, fair enough, we've come into Ramadan, we've reached to Ramadan, we've arrived into Ramadan, and we're doing amal in Ramadan. But the third risk, what is that? That will our amal be accepted? Will our deeds be accepted? We don't know. Subhanallah, in this dua, this risk is covered. Inshallah, after this dua, our Ramadan, the amal, the deeds that we will practice will also be accepted. If we cover these three risks. So what a big dua. What a big dua. What is that dua? that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave as ta'aleem to the ummah, the first risk that he mentioned was that Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Subhanallah. That, oh Allah, safeguard me for the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. That if you don't know this dua in Arabic, then just recite the meaning until tomorrow. Make this a habit. That, oh Allah, safeguard me during the month of Ramadan, for the month of Ramadan. Salamat is a big word. That Allah deliver us into Ramadan. May we not be ill or under danger or with any problems. Allah, allow us to reach to Ramadan safely. So the first risk is covered. The second part of the dua, in this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wasallim Ramadan li." Wasallim Ramadan Ali. The first Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Allah, safeguard me for the month of Ramadan by making me see the month of Ramadan healthy and fit." And then secondly, "Wasallim Ramadan Ali," and safeguard the month of Ramadan for me. In other words, I've reached to Ramadan safely, but Allah, allow me to do good deeds in Ramadan. Don't make me lazy, because this is the way for making Ramadan, safeguard it for me. Allah, the way, give me health and allow me to do amal time and time again, good deeds, give me the tawfiq, and allow me to decorate my Ramadan with good amal, good deeds. I don't want to, Allah save me from the sins. So this is the second part of the dua. Wasallim Ramadan Ali. That Allah, and safeguard the month of Ramadan for me by making the conditions in it such that I can take maximum benefit from it. And the third part of the dua, wasallimhu li mutaqabbala. That Allah, I reach to Ramadan, I arrive into Ramadan, I do good deeds. And the third request to you, oh Allah, is this, that please accept all of my deeds. All of my deeds. So this is the dua, my friends, alhamdulillah. We should bring this dua into our lives, into our Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of our amal. May Allah Ta'ala deliver us to Ramadan safely. Take us to Ramadan safely. And just like the hukum has come to us and the Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us ta'aleem, may we practice this, that 3 months before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that, oh Allah, put blessings into our Ramadan. This was the dua, wasn't it? Allahumma barik lana fi rajaba wa sha'bana wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban, and allow us to reach Ramadan. Let's revise this dua as well, so we understand the meaning of Ramadan even better. The Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, first thing he taught us again was a dua, a request to Allah. So here there's a hint, a direction, that to recite a dua. Why do we do this? Dua is such a brilliant method. It is such a brilliant means or methodology that whatever a person asks, Allah, he attains. That's why we're asking Allah for such big things, aren't we? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for this one thing will be useful. And what will that be? Dua. When you need something, dua. So here, lesson number one is that we are reciting a dua. So we should do dua before Ramadan. And the biggest amal in Ramadan will also be dua. And after Ramadan, also continue to make dua. So dua, praying to Allah, requesting, supplicating is a big, big action. Rather, I will say, make a list beforehand. That, Allah, what do we need from you? We have needs, alhamdulillah. We have permissible, jais requirements and needs and desires. Not illegal, unlawful. So let's make a list of good things and keep on repeating your needs to Allah. This is the best time to ask Allah. So this is the first tariqah that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, that the best method is what? To do dua, number one. And the second thing, what did Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask for in this dua? All 3 months, imagine, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask for from Allah? Which amal? Which deed? Think about it. We need to think about this. We need to analyze. What did he ask? Allahumma barik lana. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for barakah, blessings for Rajab, for Sha'ban, and also for Ramadan. Barakah, blessings. So we need to think that what is barakah that Rasulullah ﷺ asked for it 3 times over for the 3 months. That, brothers, barakah is so important, that if any of our deeds or actions or life or home or outside or children, if there's no barakah, then everything's dust. Everything is dust. The whole game hinges on barakah. Barakah. If in my ibadat, in my worship and practice, there's barakah, then my ibadat will be full of nur. If in my ibadat there is no barakah, then it is a waste. Same way my house, outside, wife, children, family, relatives, everything. If Allah Ta'ala's barakah is not in this, then this is a waste. It is soil, it is dust. It is like Everything that we have a home, we have a car and shops and children, daughters, and there's no barakah. Then I'll give you the example of this, that we see, for example, the fresh flowers which are spread out, or they are in a bunch of flowers, nice flowers spread out. And then today we have, mashallah, very good, you can say, imitation flowers that you can make from machines, and you can have the bunch of flowers imitation. Yeah, and there's no difference visibly that which one is genuine, which one is fake. This one's got flowers and this one's got flowers, and both look real and genuine. Rather, once I remember an event of mine that I had a bunch of flowers in my room, and it was rose, fresh roses, beautiful, smelling fresh, and somebody came to meet me and he said that, huh? Oh, are these rose flowers? I said, yeah, roses. Gulab. He said, no, no, these are imitation, they're fake. I said, no, no, they're not fake, they're genuine. He said, no, so many? How can you get this bunch of roses? I've never seen so many flowers in a bunch, fresh, at one time. I've never seen this. I said, that if you love the flowers, then the flowers will come. That if you don't have the love, then where will the flowers come from? He said, no, 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 these are fake, they're not genuine. I said, okay, if you want to realize are they fake or genuine, then there's a way that go close to the flowers and take a deep breath. And if you smell the fragrance, then they are real flowers. If there's no fragrance, then they're fake. He said, ah, that's true. He went and smelt and there was fragrance and smell. He said, they're genuine. So this is a good example that all of our amal, our deeds, or whatever we have to our names, if in our amal there's barakah, alhamdulillah, then it's noor, and its light is different. And if there's no barakah, then it doesn't matter how you can say you've got a lot of things in the world, a quantity, but have yaqeen, there's nothing within them. Totally, it's like soil and dust. And it's just crying and lamenting and regret and nothing else. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us, advised us barakah, how to ask for barakah. And where does barakah come from? It comes from Allah. And where will barakah come? Where will it come to? Barakah will always come to that place which is pure, which is clean, which is pak. That is where barakah will come. If there's something tayyib, good, absorbing, and pure and clean, then Allah's barakah will come there. So the hint, the learning we are given here is that if your Ramadan is free from sins, pure from sins, pure from negative actions, then start from Ramadan for this, that become totally tayyib and pure and clean. Then for you, the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Otherwise, you will waste your Ramadan, and this is the preparation for Ramadan. So, Alhamdulillah, from Rajab until today, the preparation that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, explained to us, taught us. So, what we need to do now is that this precious time of Ramadan is not wasted. Try our best, do istighfar, do tawbah, and this dua, recite it. And three things Allah Ta'ala is giving to us in this dua, inshallah, Allah will give to us. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.